Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we remember St. Andrew Dunlop and his companions. He headed the group of 117 Vietnamese martyrs. He was born in northeast of Hanoi. It was in Hanoi that as a boy of 12, he met the faith through a Catholic lay catechist. After his baptism, Andrew studied Chinese, Latin, and theology. He was ordained as a diocesan priest in 1823. You might not have heard him, but he was a man who did a great deal of good for his people. Let's take a look then at the first reading from the prophet Daniel, chapter 5, and now this jumps around a bit, 1 to 6, 13 and 14, 16 and 17, 23 to 28, 1 to 6, 13, 14, 16, 17, 23 to 28. King Belshazzar gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his lords with whom he drank. Under the influence of the wine, he ordered the gold and silver vessels which Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken from the temple in Jerusalem to be brought in so that the king, his lords, his wives, and his entertainers might drink from them. When the gold and silver vessels taken from the house of God in Jerusalem had been brought in, and while the king, his lords, his wives, and his entertainers were drinking wine from them, they praised their gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. Suddenly, opposite the lampstand, the fingers of a human hand appeared, writing on the plaster of the wall in the king's palace. When the king saw the wrist and hand that wrote, his face blanched, his thoughts terrified him, his hip joints shook, and his knees knocked. Then Daniel was brought into the presence of the king, and the king asked him, "Are you the Daniel, the Jewish exile whom my father the king brought from Judah? I have heard that the Spirit of God is in you, that you possess brilliant knowledge and extraordinary wisdom. I have heard that you can interpret dreams and solve difficulties. If you are able to read the writing and tell me what it means, you shall be clothed in purple, wear a gold collar about your neck, and be third in the government of the kingdom." It's quite an offer, isn't it? Daniel answered the king, "You may keep your gifts or give your presents to someone else. But the writing I will read for you, O king, and tell you what it means. You have rebelled against the Lord of heaven. You had the vessels of his temple brought before you so that you and your nobles, your wives and your entertainers might drink wine from them, and you praise the gods of silver and gold, bronze and iron, wood and stone, that neither see nor hear nor have intelligence. But the God in whose hand is your life breath, and the whole course of your life you did not glorify. By him were the wrist and hand sent, and the writing set down. This is the writing that was inscribed, Mene, Tekel, and Peres. These words mean, Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and put death to it, put an end to it. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Peres, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians." Can you imagine what that would have been like at a banquet to oppose a king? Can you imagine what that would have been like? But he spoke the truth. Are you ready to stand for the truth wherever you are? In whatever circumstances you find yourself, are you willing to stand for the Lord and his word or not? It's very important, brothers and sisters, to take a good long look at yourself. It doesn't mean that you have to spout scripture passages every day to people, but when there's a situation that's difficult, if you're really reading the Bible, really studying it, you may well find a verse or two that you want to pass on. I encourage you to keep that in mind. We move now to the responsorial psalm by Daniel. Give glory and eternal praise to him. That's what we need to do. Let's spend our energy more in giving praise to God than gossiping with other people. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Every shower and dew, praise the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. All you winds, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Think of that. Think of that, brothers and sisters. To write a poem of praise and thanksgiving, share it with another. Think of those words. You can bring life to people if the words are true and good. I'm not saying they're part of Scripture. Scripture is complete. But brothers and sisters, open your hearts for your brothers and sisters, many of whom simply don't know him. There are many who have turned away, but there are also many who simply don't know him and just follow the crowd. Pray for them. Do good things for them. Help them. Remain faithful unto death, says the Lord, and I will give you the crown of life. Let us be faithful, brothers and sisters, until we die. In the Gospel of Luke today, chapter 21, verses 12 to 19. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Brothers and sisters, we don't know what the future is for us. We don't know what's possible. We don't know what might happen to us. But right now we want to give glory and eternal praise to him. We want to follow him. We want to listen to his word, abide by his word. If you haven't read the Bible at all, and some people haven't, begin with the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, at the end of the Bible. Read those four Gospels and hear what the Lord says to us, what he asks of us, what he pours out upon us, what he gives us, brothers and sisters. I want to share with you for a few moments from Cardinal Ngaien Van Thuan, who died in 2002, and I remember this very well. He was imprisoned by the Vietnamese government for 13 years, during which time he secretly sent prayers and spiritual writings to his flock. Here he was, even in prison, he was serving. He was giving what he could. He writes in an earlier writing, he says, "Christians certainly do not despise life. In prison, I would often recall the happy days of my pastoral service as a priest and a bishop. I would think of the Catholics in the diocese where I had been, of my confreres, of my friends, my family. What joy it would have been to see them again. And yet my faith could not be bargained with. It could not have been surrendered at any price, not even that of a happy life. I seem to understand a little more that martyrdom does not place limits on loving God, and even the very natural limit of saving oneself, one's own life, one's own happiness. At such times, I would think of the many Christians who were prisoners, suffering, deported. I would think of those who were undergoing great sufferings. I would remember the words from the letter to the Hebrews. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood." End of quote. I would find myself in communion with so many witnesses. I would think of the persecutions, of the deaths, of the martyrdoms that took place in the 350 years of Vietnam's history, which gave to the church many unknown martyrs who number around 150,000. I believe my priestly vocation is mysteriously but concretely linked to the blood of the martyrs fallen in the last century while announcing the gospel and remaining faithful to the unity of the church despite threats of death and violence. I believe that the fidelity of the Vietnamese church can be explained with the blood of these martyrs. The priestly and religious vocations that enrich the church in Vietnam are born from the grace of trials. The martyrs taught us to say yes, a yes without conditions and limits to the love of the Lord. But the martyrs also taught us to say no, no to flattery, to compromises, to injustice. Even with the intent of saving one's own life and having a little tranquility, it is an inheritance, but one that has to be accepted. The inheritance of the martyrs is not a merit of heroism, but of fidelity. And fidelity is matured by turning one's gaze toward Jesus, who is the model of the Christian life, the model of every witness, and the model of every martyr. He wrote that while he was in prison. He never gave up his faith. Brothers and sisters, he's now venerable in the church. Someday he may become a saint for what he bore, what he suffered for the kingdom of God. May he do so for you. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.